The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour here at Pancho's Mexican Restaurant in downtown Summerlin. That's in Las Vegas for those of you that don't know. And Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program, bringing you important information about good wines and great food on each and every episode. Thank you for sending me your inquiring email sent from your home country, literally from all around the world. I've received them from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, from Brazil, from Baja California, from France, just about everywhere. Welcome. Our weekly in-house special invited guest audience is here ready to taste our featured wines and food pairings, because the kitchen is a very talented area, and the chefs in the kitchen are sending out some samples that we're going to taste along with the three wines that we have this evening. My guest tonight is Rini. This is a gentleman you're going to really like the information he has. Very talented wine and food guy here at Pancho's Mexican Restaurant. Wine du Jour has been offering good information about food and wine pairings for quite some time, and we appreciate your listening. Tonight, of course, is no exception. The choices are interesting, and I think you're going to be interested in some more information about food pairing, which is what we're really interested in here on Wines du Jour. Thank you for listening to Wines du Jour. You need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during our broadcast. Wine tasting is a sensory examination and evaluation of wine, in case you didn't know. Wines du Jour Food and Wine Radio broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, Warp Radio, and on several worldwide internet systems all around the globe. And we're also available on podcast and free on iTunes. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid. And it doesn't matter if a glass is half empty or half full, there's clearly room for more wine. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun information and great taste right here on Wines du Jour. But first, wine is kind of like duct tape. It fixes everything. Did you not know that? Pancho's Mexican Restaurant in downtown Summerlin is where we are. And we have three wines this evening that we're going to be pairing some of the food from Pancho's. The first wine is a 2014 Pinot Gris. That's kind of like Pinot Grigio. And the second wine is a 2014 Pinot Noir coming to us from California. And the third wine is a 2015 Sonoma, California, Cabernet Sauvignon. And boy, wait till you see what they've paired food-wise to go with this wine. I think you're going to enjoy listening to it, and here our audience is going to be very, very happy to taste it. Let me tell you a little bit about that, how that works. First of all, to go along with our first wine, which is the Pinot Gris, is artichoke and mushroom quesadilla. How bad can that be? Yeah, we'll talk a little, you know, like corn tortillas that are filled with avocado and sautéed artichoke hearts and topped with a little bit of tomatillo sauce. Excellent stuff. The second one is beef enchiladas, and that will go with our Pinot Noir. We love beef, and we love enchiladas as well. And what the enchilada is made with shredded beef and rolled in a little bit of a corn tortilla, and that's what makes it an enchilada. And then last but not least is something new, and we'll talk a little bit about Rini about that. It's a new item here on the menu at Pancho's, and that is sopapilla. What the hell is a sopapilla? Well, basically, it's a crispy pastry covered with a little cinnamon and sugar and then drizzled with caramel sauce. A nice little dessert to go with some what? Cabernet Sauvignon. That's kind of a shock for some people, but I think you're going to find the pairs very, very well. We've got to go to a break. When we come back from that, we'll talk a little bit more about Pancho's Mexican Restaurant and talk with Rini about some of the things that are going on here. This is just a great restaurant, freestanding building. I think it's about $1.5 million to build. Boy, I'll tell you, they got their money's worth. It's more than, oh, it's three?
4.
$4 million. No wonder they got their money's worth. That's okay. Anyway, we've got to go. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more here on Wines du Jour.
You experiencing pain? Back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain? Pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. There is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
Columbia Valley, Washington. Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here in Mexico. And we're tasting our very first wine, which is a 2014 Wild Haven, in case you aren't familiar with what label it is, Wild Haven, Pinot Gris from Columbia Valley, and that's, of course, in Washington. Incidentally, you, everybody here that's tasting, you can take a look at the bottle. They're kind of passing around empty bottles for you to read the front and the back label. But I just wanted to mention that this particular wine is a very big surprise to everybody because it retails for $6. Unbelievable. And we always talk about the alcohol percentage in wines, not because we're concerned about the alcohol half as much as the percentage of alcohol is going to determine whether or not it's going to pair very well with food. The higher the alcohol, the less it pairs with food very well. That's just kind of an easy way. But tonight, with the artichoke and mushroom quesadillas, this Pinot Gris is going to taste very, very good together. And it'll be out here in just a couple minutes. This is, if you taste it, take a look at it. It's really a very bright gold color. If you take a whiff, that's be swirl it around in your glass for 4 or 5 seconds at least, and then stick your nose right down in the glass like you're trying to touch the wine, which you're not, and take a big whiff, you're going to find that it's very fruity, which I think is very good. It's also kind of citrusy in the taste. It has kind of a Sauvignon Blanc taste. It's kind of a grassiness to it. You know, Sauvignon Blanc is known for grassiness in its face, and so is this Pinot Gris. It's not the same, but close. It has a lot of earthiness to it. I like the taste of it. Medium dry, but very full body for white wine. I think it's pretty good. And again, for $6, you can't beat it. Unbelievable. Oh, and the other thing that I like about this and what makes it also a little easier to pair with food, and that is the fact that it has no oak. No oak whatsoever. Did not see oak. And that's kind of unusual for wine, white or red, by today's standards. Almost all wines has spent some time, anywhere from 2 or 3 weeks to 6 or 8 months, in oak barrels. And incidentally, speaking of oak barrels, what happens in oak when you put the wine in there and let it macerate for a given period of time is that things like vanilla that are in the oak actually permeate the wine. And then later on, you can smell or whiff or taste a little bit of vanilla, as an example, from that. And it comes strictly from the oak barrels. Now, one of the things that they do typically also is depending on how much oak would like to be in that brands. However, here in America, we have the central, the northern central part of America and the central part of Canada, the areas where they have a lot of oak trees, and that oak is very, very good as well. So the tasting of the oak barrel is different. And to go on a step further, is how much, how they burn the inside of the barrel, light, medium, or dark, as far as the burning is concerned. That'll give it a crust, of course, and that crust then affects the taste of the wine. So between the crust and the type of oak that it's in, whether it's a new or used barrel, all determines on how the wine's going to take as a finished product. That's some of the things winemakers have to worry about on a daily basis that we don't have to worry about. We just walk up generally and look at the label. If we like the looks of the label, we pick the bottle up, which is not a good idea, but it's certainly a common one. It's best to know a little bit about it. So when you go to buy some wine, if you're having a special dinner and you're not sure what to serve with it, go to your wine store and ask the owner or ask the manager of the store a little bit of if they could help you. Tell them what you're going to serve. And you want a white or you want a red. And they're going to give you two or three or maybe even four different selections to choose from. But also tell them how much you want to spend for a bottle of wine. Now, that sounds a little crazy, but some people think that if you're going to ask somebody in the store, they're going to show you the $300 bottle of wines. That's not at all what they do. They're looking to help you pair the food with that you're going to prepare with the wine that you're going to serve, and then you'll come back. And the more you have faith in that food, that server or that manager, the better it'll be. You'll become a better customer. So that's what they're looking for, is to develop a better relationship with their customers. So anyway, that's the whole idea behind it. Make sure that if you're not positive of what you're looking for, ask. That's the reason they go to school and study all this sort of thing, so that they can answer the simple questions that you might have. And the one thing that I want to mention that a lot of people say, they start out their questions by, this is a stupid question, but I'm going to ask you anyway. And my answer to that is there is no such thing as a stupid question. So ask the question, whatever it is. They're not going to say, oh, that was stupid. You don't know the answer to that? Well, I mean, you just can't always know about everything. So you're learning about wine, and you're going to an expert in wine, and they'll be more than happy to give you all the information that you'd like to know. Again, this is a medium full-bodied wine. It has a nice body to it, which I think is a good thing, and it has a nice taste. Do you like the aftertaste? It has what we call a long, lingering finish, which means that after you swallow it, you continue to taste it for a given period of time afterwards. That's just another feature that some of the wines have. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about wine number two, which is going to be paired with beef enchiladas, which I told you a little bit earlier. But while we're sitting here, actually, they're actually serving the artichoke mushroom quesadilla as we speak to go with the wine, which is, of course, the Wild Haven Pinot Gris from Columbia Valley, Washington. Maybe I should stay on that a little bit so that everybody get a chance to taste the food along with the wine. That's a good thing. Again, $6 a bottle is the retail price for this Wild Haven Pinot Gris. Artichoke mushroom and quesadilla is an item that's on the menu here. At Poncho's. And I'm going to ask, if I can, ask Rini if he'd tell us a little bit about some of the items that are on the menu that you can expect to enjoy here, and tell us a little bit about your happy hour, too.
Okay. We have, our quesadilla is a flour tortilla. Basically, everybody knows tortilla is round. Fold it over, and then you just put in there whatever you like. In this case, it's artichokes and cheese and mushrooms. My own personal favorite is cheese and bacon.
Oh, yeah.
So, but, you know, we don't have that on the menu, but you can certainly ask for it.
Well, almost anything with bacon is good, yeah. Right?
Vegas, as compared to Poncho's in Manhattan Beach, California, the people here look at the menu and they want to change it.
Really?
You would not believe. We have had more alteration going on here than we've ever. So this is our menu. Yeah, but I want it like I had it at this other restaurant.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so that happens an awful lot. People here also are very picky about either being vegetarian or gluten-free, which is becoming more and more common now. As far as our bar, we have a special bar menu also. We have happy hour here from 2 till about, 8 o'clock. Uh-huh. And every day. And then on the weekends, we do some special things. We love serving food and the kitchen. The feedback that we get from the people and between the kitchen and the waiters is just incredible. I mean, they say, wow, your food is really great. And, of course, we have a wonderful atmosphere here.
The first Poncho's was actually in Manhattan Beach, California, and it opened back in 1976.
77.
The restaurant here opened in 2015.
Right.
So it's been here for a couple of years, and that's good. Mm-hmm. It's all settled down. They've got it in pretty good shape.
Exactly.
One thing I did want to mention is that they have some special things, because Rennie was talking a little bit about some of the items for the bar and what have you. They have what they call Tequila Night here at Poncho's, and that's on Sundays, and it starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon until they close. What that is you get 50% off on the tequila drinks. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And here's something that you, if you're a tequila lover, which I hope you might be, they have over 40 different brands of tequila here at the bar at Poncho's. So if you're an aficionado of tequila, come in and take a look and find some things that you don't know about and maybe take a taste. That's the way to discover it. On Tuesday nights here at Poncho's, they have what they call Taco Tuesdays. And that goes from 5 to 9. And it's what they call nosh on $2.50 tacos every Tuesday in the cantina. Made with a choice, listen to this, you have a choice of shredded chicken, ground beef, or shredded beef, and topped with a pico de gallo sauce, a little bit of lettuce, and some shredded cheese. Not too bad, $2.50. Heck of a good deal. So you could come in here on Tuesdays, Tuesday evening, and have a great time. Also, you could come here on Thursday when we're here and enjoy the tasting of three different wines that we have. That we feature at each one of our shows, and the food that comes along with it from the kitchen. Okay, let's talk a little bit more about the wine here. And that, again, was a 2014 Wild Haven Pinot Gris from Columbia Valley in Washington State. Retail, again, I keep saying this, but it's hard to imagine, $6 for a bottle. And the percentage of alcohol, as I mentioned earlier, is just 13%. Now, when we talk about alcohol, and I mentioned earlier about whether it pairs really well with food or not, the higher the alcohol percentage, the less amenable it is to pair with food. But I can tell you between 13 and 15% is probably okay for most food to pair with it. But when it gets above 15 into 16, 16 and a half, it gets a little more difficult to try to pair food with that, especially if the wine is something like a Chardonnay. Now, I know a lot of people say, what? That's my favorite wine. I drink Chardonnay all the time. Well, that's one of the problems, folks. You need to discover other wines in addition to Chardonnay. And the reason I'm saying that, like what we're tasting right now is a Pinot Gris. There's a whole lot of the Sauvignon Blanc, a whole lot of other white wines that are very food friendly that would be a little bit more enjoyable than by just automatically picking up a bottle or a glass of Chardonnay. Chardonnay is okay. About 80% of it is not food friendly. And that means it's good if you want to sit around the patio or the bar or what have you with your friends and have a glass of wine. That's a great one, not a problem whatsoever. But if you're going to pair it with some food, it may be a problem. So you need to pay attention to the percentage of alcohol and the type or style of the Chardonnay before you just automatically throw it out there with food, because it just may not go that well with it. Now, most people wouldn't know the difference. On the other hand, those that do would definitely know the difference, and it's to you, it would be to your taste buds' advantage if you knew that the food and the wine that you're serving go together, whether it's a Chardonnay or not. In fact, almost all wine goes very well with certain types of food, but you can't say all food goes with all wine. That's just too much of an oxymoron. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that and talk with Rini here at Poncho's Mexican Restaurant in Las Vegas.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer with some breaking news. My new movie, Highway 395, has just been released. Highway 395 is my latest movie and is now available for all of my friends and listeners to own. Highway 395 is a classic modern-day Western thriller. Action, romance, and the frontier spirit. It's all there in my new movie, Highway 395. Now, here's the best part. You can own this movie tonight by going to my brand new website, freddreyer.co. Head to my website now at freddreyer.co and check out the trailer. Then order the movie for a great night of entertainment. And while you're at freddreyer.co, check out the memorabilia and my career highlights. But don't forget to order my new action thriller movie, Highway 395. So head over to freddreyer.co. That's freddreyer.co.
When you really want Italian food, you have got to go to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Ah, yes, the warm weather has triumphantly returned, and the Yucca Filamentosa are in bloom just in time for Mother's Day. And what better place to enjoy the day than celebrating at Columbo's? Why Columbo's? Because Columbo's is family, and family is getting together, enjoying each other's company without distraction. Columbo's helps put ease back into our lives with mouth-watering steaks prepared the way you want. The freshest fish, Italian specialties that redefine the meaning of comfort food, the world's greatest meatballs, jazz every night, and it's all so affordable. Put some ease back into Mother's Day at Columbo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Happy Mother's Day. Mangia.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour, Poncho's Mexican Restaurant in downtown Summerlin here in Las Vegas is where we are this evening. And they have, as I mentioned earlier, their happy hour here at Poncho's is literally, they say, enjoy bar specials and happy hours every day of the week here at Poncho's. Now, there's a lot of places that don't do that. Tell us a little bit about what you do have.
Well, you know, Vegas is a happy town.
Yeah, that's right.
and everybody is looking for a deal, and everybody wants happy hour. And the interesting thing, just like here or anybody else in town, in Vegas at least anyway, happy hour's over 8 o'clock, they scooch. So it's very interesting.
Okay.
We love having, you know, people want a deal, and we do some deals with them, actually. We're in with some coupons with Monty Mailer and Valpak. So if you come and dine, look in your mailer if you're in a local Vegas area. We're on the west end of Vegas here, not on the Strip. But you look for the coupons, and you'll see if you buy two meals, you get $16 off.
Really?
On the second meal, yeah. So it's a pretty good deal, or up to $16 off. Yeah, so this is a deal town. Everybody's looking for deals.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
I understand.
Yeah.
Well, I mentioned earlier that you have a tequila night on Sundays,
right,
which is kind of fun. You know, it's amazing about tequila. A lot of people say, oh, wait a minute, you know, that's a party drink. Well, tequila actually can be very sophisticated if you are interested in tasting tequila in the right way, not by volume, but by quality. You'd be amazed at the difference. And as I said earlier, here at Poncho's, they have 40 different tequilas available. So if you're really interested in tasting tequila, I don't mean by volumes. I mean just for taste, maybe an ounce or two. The best way to do it is to ask the bartender to give you, either tell him what you like, and he'll give you some suggestions out of that 40, or you can just start at the left and work your way down. It's just up to you. I don't suggest you do all 40 in one evening, but we're only talking about a taste as opposed to a drink or anything. So the volume is less. But what I would like you to do is when you do taste tequila from now on, try to taste some of it straight away, not blended with anything or diluted with water or milk or, you know, any other liquid, and taste it straight away, and you'll be amazed at the flavor of tequila. Now, tequila only comes from one area, in case you didn't know, and that's in Mexico. And that's just a specific area in Mexico, which is about the, you know, if you look at a map, from the time you go just below California, just about the center of, if you take from the Pacific Ocean to the other ocean on the East Coast, about halfway is where the tequila area is. And most of the tequila is grown in that particular area and all the way over towards the Pacific Ocean. Just in that area, not in South Mexico, not in Texas, not anywhere else in America. You didn't know that probably. So the taste and the flavor, all tequila is imported to the United States. It's all from Mexico. It's not from California or anywhere else. So that's kind of something that a lot of people aren't aware of. So that's one of the reasons that the tax, the government, of course, gets the tax of bringing a foreign, in this case, tequila into the United States. They charge, I believe, it's like $1 a case tax for it. Okay, but the problem is Mexicans charge maybe $10 to $12 for a case to export it from Mexico into another country like the United States. So that's where the price comes from. So the people that make the tequila aren't the ones that are making money. It's actually the Mexican government. That's what it boils down to. That's a lot of things, a lot of stuff that a lot of people don't know about. But that's the way prices are put together. Is the taxes are added to the cost of the wholesale price and then brought into the United States. Then it goes from there to your retail store, or actually it goes to a distributor. They make a markup. They send it to the retail store. They make a markup. And then the retail store marks it up, and you and I buy it. So everybody's getting a little piece of the action. So what started out to be $5 ends up to being about $32. Amazing. That's kind of the way it works. You think somebody's really getting rich off of it, and it's just the tax people as opposed to the manufacturer. So anyway, that's the way we're talking about the tequila and also tacos. Now, you know, America is really hot on tacos. Tacos is everywhere. Every restaurant has tacos on their menu. I don't care if they're an Italian restaurant or a Spanish restaurant. They've all got tacos, it seems like, anyway. And the thing is, tacos are easy to make at home, and you just need to decide what you like, whether you like flour tortillas or corn tortillas. And basically, that's the only difference. Now, you need to know, if you're not already familiar, the flour tortilla is twice the size of a corn tortilla. So the larger one of the two is the flour. It's just an automatic thing. There is no large corn tortillas, okay? And all that put together and whatever you want to put in the filling, wow, it's endless what you could put together, roll it up, and you've got yourself a nice little taco. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about items here at Poncho's Mexican Restaurant in downtown Summerlin. And you're listening to Wines du Jour.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas. A rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Life TV. Now available globally on your iPod, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Life TV. Check out VegasLifeTV.us now. Vegas Life TV.
Hey, Lorraine, do you realize that your mother, my mother-in-law, Chef Maria, has been serving Las Vegas since 1949?
Yes, I do, Dennis. That's when she first met Howard Hughes, who fell in love with her cooking.
And in 1955, she opened her first restaurant on Fremont Street.
Yes, dear. And another great customer was Liberace.
Wow. Then in 1962, while Frank Sinatra and the Rat Pack were causing global excitement on the Las Vegas Strip, your family opened their second restaurant.
And in 1972, Elvis Presley began electrifying Las Vegas audiences and eating in our restaurants.
You know, Lorraine, this is quite a town. There's only one Las Vegas.
And there's only one Bootlegger Italian Bistro.
Folks, when you're in Las Vegas, come visit us. We'll make you feel like you're part of our family.
The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, conveniently located at 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard, South Strip. Visit our website at www.bootleggerlasvegas.com.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. There is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
Destination, South Point. 11 great restaurants, bingo, bowling, movies, race books, sports books, spa, live entertainment, oversized rooms, and the rates unbeatable. The South Point, Las Vegas. Book now. Online at southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. Southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. At the South Point, Las Vegas, you're always a winner.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a good time here at Poncho's Mexican Restaurant in downtown Summerlin. And we are now moving from wine number one, which was a 2014 Wildhaven Pinot Gris from Columbia Valley in Washington, to wine number two, which is one of my favorite varietals, which is a Pinot Noir. Now, Pinot Noir is the second most popular red wine consumed in the world, the first being Cabernet Sauvignon. It's just like Chardonnay is the number one for white. Cabernet Sauvignon is the number one for red. The number two is Pinot Noir. I have to think that Pinot Noir is more food-friendly in most terms than Cabernet Sauvignon. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about our second wine tonight. Comes to us from California, from one of the better wineries in California, which is Kendall Jackson. If you're not familiar with Kendall Jackson, boy, you sure should be. This is the 2014 Kendall Jackson Pinot Noir. It is 14.5% alcohol percentage, and it retails for about $20 a bottle. This is a very nice Pinot Noir. And I have to tell you that the food here that is paired with it is going to go very, very well. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about the Pinot, and then I'll tell you a little more about the food that they're serving here at Pancho's Mexican Restaurant. This Pinot Noir is a very full-bodied Pinot. I think it's very good. It has a little spiciness, a perfume to it. The middle of this taste aroma is kind of like a black tea.
Can you order that?
If you like black tea, or ripe
with
cherries, a little bit of raspberry, with some nice tannins, and another, like the first one, a nice long lingering finish, which means that when you swallow this, you can continue tasting it for a given period of time. Now, the kitchen has paired with this Pinot Noir a nice beef enchilada. And I mentioned earlier that this beef enchilada is made with shredded beef. Now, all enchiladas are not made the same. They are all wrapped in a tortilla, normally a corn tortilla, which these are, but also possibly a tortilla of flour. I don't know. If you order enchiladas in a restaurant, probably you were going to get three enchiladas. Probably it's going to be on a flour tortillas, and most likely it's going to be some type of a combination of meat and vegetable that the kitchen has put together. It's a beef enchilada rolled in a nice corn tortilla.
It's flour.
Pardon me?
It's flour.
This is flour?
What we got today is flour, yes.
Okay, well, I'm just reading what they sent me, which says it's corn. So I haven't tasted it yet. I don't know. So they say it's flour. Okay. And that just shows you the versatility of Mexican cuisine. If you want to make a tortilla out of flour, fine. If you want to make it out of corn, fine. If you want to make an enchilada, you can use either one of those. Not a problem whatsoever. Somebody has a birthday here. Good for them. Made it another year. That's a good thing. The good thing is here with this wine that goes, or pairs, I should say, with this enchilada is Pinot Noir. And Pinot Noir, in this case, retails for about $20 a bottle, which is not a high price and certainly not a low price for a good Pinot Noir, but a very nice price, if you will. Certainly worth the 2014 from Kendall Jackson. Kendall Jackson being one of the major wineries in California. In fact, for those of you that don't know, there's over 4,300 wineries in the state of California alone.
Really?
4,300.
Wow.
Folks, that's a lot of wineries. And so what that means is for you and I is a lot of competition out there between the wineries to try to get you to choose their wine to drink. And so basically overall that probably means the price of the wine has been cut a little bit because everybody's trying to make sure you can afford to buy their wine. So instead of the price going up, it probably goes down. So what turns out to be, in this case, a $20 bottle of wine could easily be, without the competition, $28 or $29 for the very same wine without the 4,300 competitors out there, if you know what I mean. So I think that the taste of the two, and that's the way I'd like you to do it, is to taste the wine, and before you taste it, swirl the wine around in the glass, take a big whiff, see what you can smell as far as flavors are concerned. Take a taste of the wine, and then take a taste of the food, And while you're chewing the food, take another taste of the wine. Then you'll find out what the pairing is really all about. It's not eating the food and then drinking the wine or vice versa. It's actually doing the two together, taking a taste of the wine with a taste of the food. And that's what makes the pairing work very, very well. Incidentally, the people in the wine industry all around the world have finally pretty much agreed that you should have one or two glasses of wine every day with your dinner meal in particular, or at least with food. Now, most people have wine with their dinner meal, and again, one or two glasses, that's not one or two bottles, that's one or two glasses of wine, and I think you'll find that your food will taste better, and I can guarantee you that you will be a healthier person by drinking one or two glasses of wine on a regular basis, rather than those that I can remember years ago, they only drank wine on the weekends. Just like they only drink tequila, or they only drink gin, or they only drink vodka on the weekend. That's not what wine is. Wine is food. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about wine number three. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com. Enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Ka'ana Pali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Aloha! Experience your home away from home, being beachfront at the Ka'ana Pali Beach Hotel. Begin your getaway, relax in on over 11 acres of tropical Hawaiian gardens at Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel, voted Best Aloha Spirit by Hawaii Magazine readers. Just walking around the grounds with all the tropical vegetation, relaxing poolside, or kicking back in the sun on the world-renowned Kaanapali Beach makes you feel like you're home in paradise. There's a package to fit all your needs. Wedding, honeymoon, activities, private parties, great food, or just good old beach fun. The hotel perpetuates the Hawaiian tradition at its best. Call 661-0011 or visit kbhmaui.com.
Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Welcome back to Wine Du Jour. We're having a good time here at Pancho's Mexican Restaurant. And we're talking on the break. Remy and I are just talking a little bit about the food and so on, and what people know about or don't know about and so on. We've talked about, talked about tacos pretty well. But enchiladas is probably the more popular Mexican food. Maybe, maybe not, but close. That you could have. So I want to ask Rem if he'd talk a little bit about enchiladas, what they are, how they're made, and so on and so forth, by comparison to the taco that we talked about earlier.
Okay. Well, Mexican food, for some of the listeners all around the world, may not realize how all this is put together. But the flour tortilla, we fold it over in half, like and then put stuff in between. So that can be a quesadilla. You can take the flour tortilla and put a lot of stuff in it, like beans and rice and chicken or shrimp or whatever, roll it over, and then you have a burrito. Now, you can take that same burrito, put a couple toothpicks through it, put it in a deep fryer in oil fat, fry it so that flour tortilla becomes very fluffy, and that's called a chimichanga. Now, what we just had is an enchilada. An enchilada is either a flour or a corn tortilla, usually small, rolled up, like a 6-inch, rolled up with stuff inside, okay? Then could be cheese and chicken, could be carnitas, could be beef, could be chicken, shrimp, whatever. Then you end up with, I lost my thought here.
That's okay. You're going to roll it up.
And then you do the sauces on top. And that's what gives it a whole distinct difference. So we have a mole sauce, which has a chocolate base to it. It looks like chocolate when you get it on your plate. It's wonderful. So you have chicken enchilada rolled up with a mole sauce. Or some people do enchilada sauce. You can buy it at the supermarket, and it's like a red sauce. Or you can do ranchero sauce, which is a sour cream and cheese mix, white sauce over top.
Tomatillos.
Sort of like an Alfredo kind of almost. It's a Mexican Alfredo, I guess you could call it.
Okay.
But, you can do so many different things. We have a thing called puffy tacos, which is a flour taco shell. And then we have shrimp in there with a sauce. Very interesting. It falls apart real easy because of the sauce.
Yeah.
But, tortillas come in different sizes, mostly 6-inch corn or flour. The bigger ones, you roll up stuff inside. And it's wonderful. I mean, even if you just do beef and rice, a simple Mexican tortilla, a street burrito rather, and it's delicious.
Well, you can take red beans generally, soak them overnight, cook them the next day for about an hour and a half or so till they start to get lighter side. You can take a little bit of. Have already cooked. Mm-hmm. Blend the beans and the rice together, and put that in the center of what you're talking about, one of those tortillas, and roll it up, and you've got yourself a nice meal. Then, if you have a sauce that you like, favorite one, and mole he mentioned earlier, I just have to tell you about mole. Mole sauce is probably the tastiest of all sauces in the world. Mole is made from. Items that comes to us basically, or originally anyway, from Mexico City. And in Mexico in particular, they have maybe 20 different mole sauces. It just depends on what you happen to like the taste of. And mole is really an important thing. You have poblano sauce, generally is what is added with that. Cajeta. The cheeses could be mostly Mexican cheeses is what we use when we do Mexican food, because they're so available here in southern Nevada or in California for that matter, but in the Southwest in particular, including Texas, and the Mexican cheeses are absolutely outstanding, and each one of them has a separate individual taste to it.
They do.
Which a lot of people aren't aware of. You know, there's people that say they know American cheese, white or yellow, and that's about it. Well, go to your grocery store or to a market where you buy your cheese and ask somebody there to give you some information about some other choices that you might take. Take it home and try it. You'll be amazed at how much flavor and taste that your food can have that you didn't even know about.
Yep. I'll give you a little secret.
Okay.
Mole sauce has... In ours, we have, if you go to a Mexican market, it's abuelito.
Abuelitos.
Abuelito. It's a chocolate.
Uh-huh.
They're like chocolate tablets. And then to make the sauce a little thicker, we use, of all things, sort of strange, animal crackers. Crunched up, going into the mix. And so that gives it a whole different flavor. So everybody has different ways to make mole sauce, but Americans, by and large, don't like mole. We have chicken mole on our menu. We have mole enchiladas on our menu. Delicious. But by and large, Americans, it's just the sight of it. I don't know why, but it's delicious. You just have to taste it. It's really something else.
Okay. So, yeah. Well, with mole sauces, it goes with an awful lot of different items. Yeah. If you like it with chicken, you could actually grill chicken, make a mole sauce, grill some chicken or grill some fish, grill some veal, do a steak if you wanted to, and put the mole sauce over it. You would be very, very impressed with yourself as to how great it tastes. Do you agree with that?
Yep.
And that's with or without Absolutely. Taking shredded cheese over the top and putting it under the broiler to melt the cheese. That's not a necessity, but it is certainly an option.
Right. Most of the items that come out of our kitchen, whether it's chicken or beef or, the shredded carnitas is different, but are marinated. So everything is portion controlled. It's marinated. It's put into baggies.
Got to go to a break. We'll be back right after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas. A rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas for all of Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available locally on your iPod, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante to see memorabilia of movie stars and theatrical magic right in downtown Fullerton, California. The Art of the Great Masters in an Italian town square complete with storefronts of old, Italian butchers and cheesemongers, fruit and wine vendors, seamstresses showing their wares, the romance of Romeo and Juliet. Find our mystical Room of the Moon, and don't forget King Kong, Dracula, Frankenstein, and who knows what awaits you in the wine cellar. Enjoy the great food. We hand-stuff our pastas, roll each and every tortellini, bake our own bread, and make all of our sauces fresh from our private stock of Sicilian family recipes. Pasta to seafood, chicken to award-winning pizzas, tiramisu flowing in from Rome. If you can't find something on our menu to tempt you, you don't like Italian food. Try our Sunday brunch, all you can eat, just $21.95. And Angelo's and Vinci's has been named the best Italian restaurant in Orange County 2 years in a row, and our owner has been named Restaurateur of the Year. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 714-879-4022 or angelosandvincis.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a great time here at Poncho's Mexican Restaurant in downtown Summerlin. That's in Las Vegas, Nevada. I wish you were here. What a beautiful restaurant. You need to check it out if you don't know. They're open 7 days a week, lunch and dinner every day, and unbelievable menu. And you know what? If you have a favorite that you can't find on the menu, ask your food server. There's a 99% chance they'll be more than happy to put it together for you. Okay, we're moving now on to wine number three, which is a 2015 Martin Ray Sonoma County Cabernet Sauvignon. It retails for about $25 a bottle, and it's only 13.9% alcohol. That's on the low level. And guess what? One of the things that the chef decided he wanted to pair with it, which is a new item on their menu, and I'm going to ask Remy to talk a little bit about it, and that's simply called sopapilla. So will you tell us a little bit about sopapilla?
Sure. Sopapilla is like a flour mix made into sort of a puff pastry, and then it's fried. Then we put cinnamon and sugar on top and a caramel sauce. It's on our brunch menu, and it's going to be on our new menu coming out in about a month. We keep adding and subtracting things. You know, people come up with different ideas. We have menus that we used to have on the Manhattan Beach menu many years ago that we're putting back on over here.
Yeah, it's amazing how people change. You know, you don't realize as a customer that in your area, wherever it is you live, it seems like the people in that area like certain types of food compared to other areas. I know that sounds crazy because you may not even know the other people, but it just turns out to be that way because of what the restaurants offer you as a customer.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've learned here at Poncho's that some of the things that used to be very popular in Manhattan Beach are now very susceptible to be popular here in Las Vegas. So it's not like a brand new item, but it is as far as the locals are concerned because it's never been on the menu before.
That's correct. That's correct. You know, the crowd in Manhattan Beach is a much younger crowd, post-college graduates, that kind of thing.
Right.
Business people, the crowd here in Las Vegas on the western end, we're right near Red Rock. If you want to look that up on the map, we're more of a retired area, although there are a lot of young people that are also moving up and coming that, you know, like living in this area.
Cause right.
It's a beautiful area, really.
Well, that's right. Well, yeah. I want to mention a little bit about this Cabernet Sauvignon because I think it's very tasty, and the price is certainly reasonable at $25 a bottle. This is a 2015. So that's the current release for Martin Ray. And Martin Ray may not be something that rolls off your tongue when you say Cabernet Sauvignon. Oh, yeah, Martin Ray is really good. You may think of Kendall Jackson or another brand instead. But Martin Ray is a very nice California winery that does a beautiful job, especially with Cabernet Sauvignon. And we need to know that Cabernet Sauvignon grows very well in warmer areas. So when you talk about California, we have certain hot spots, if you will, in California and other areas that are not so hot. One of them in particular happens to be in the central part of California, Paso Robles area in particular, where it gets pretty warm, 105 or 110 degrees. Gotta go to a break, I'm sorry. Oh, really? Okay, well, I want to thank you very much for listening to Wines du Jour at Poncho's Mexican Restaurant, and I always look for more listeners that are interested in food and wine, so please tell a friend or two to listen in. You can listen to us each and every week at the very same time at this very same station, and if you want to know more about my favorite subjects, go to my website, leskincaid.com, for all the current updates and listen to our previous broadcasts if you'd like. From Las Vegas, Nevada, I'm Les Kincaid. Good night, everybody.